I am with Brad Doyle with the American Soybean Association, and I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550. Brad, can you tell us what you're doing for the to help the farmers?
So yeah, thanks for having me here. I am I'm a volunteer farmer on the American Soybean Association. We're a policy organization, so we work a lot in Washington, D.C. with our legislators on many factors of farming. One, you know, soybeans being a global export crop, number one export for the United States, it's vital to make sure that those lanes of trade are open, available, and also having the high demand. Supporting demand for soybeans is what gives us the pricing we need to, you know, pay our bills and go forward with our family operations.
And can you tell us, Brad, more about the soybean demand and exports?
So the primary goal for soybeans is typically crushed into soybean meal and oil. So you have two components there. And livestock, in particular poultry, are probably the largest consumer of soybean meal. And so anyone that eats an animal protein is eating a version of soybean that is passed through an animal. So that is keeping that demand high. And it's typically, as we see all over the world, the income, household income goes up, they eat more animal protein. So if we can keep that trend going, we're going to sell more beans. On the oil side, you have a few more options. Vegetable oil has always been the key market for that, but now renewable fuels, renewable diesel, there's this endless opportunity for us to work, sustainable aviation fuel, things like that. So we have great markets for oil now.
And Brad, can you tell us about the Farm Bill? What's going on in regards to the soybeans?
So we've, as I just touched on, oil is important. So we've got to have support for anything, an incentive for soybean oil as a fuel stock. For other things for the farmer that we're looking for, priorities in the Farm Bill are Title I crop insurance is top of mind for us. We need to have that available at an affordable price. Conservation is key for Farm Bill, so we don't want to take away money from programs such as conservation and put them towards insurance. We've got to make sure everything has a fair share. As you know, we've got an extension that's just being filed for the Farm Bill. A little disappointing. Does give us a little more time to tell our story and also solidify our priorities with our lawmakers.
I have been speaking with Brad Doyle with the American Soybean Association, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.